Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 44, question 113. What does the 10th commandment require? That not even the least inclination or thought against any commandment of God ever enter our heart, but that with our whole heart we continually hate all sin and take pleasure in all righteousness. Question 114. Can those who are converted to God keep these commandments perfectly? No, but even the holiest men, while in this life, have only a small beginning of this obedience. Yet so that with earnest purpose they begin to live, not only according to some, but according to all the commandments of God. And finally, question 115. Why then does God so strictly enjoin the Ten Commandments upon us, since in this life no one can keep them? First, that as long as we live, we may learn more and more to know our sinful nature, and so the more earnestly seek forgiveness of sins and righteousness in Christ. Secondly, that without ceasing, we diligently ask God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we be renewed more and more after the image of God, until we attain the goal of perfection after this life. Amen. Well, as we continue to consider the Heidelberg Catechism's teaching, and as we've tried to focus attention particularly on what is contained in the questions, of course, the question 113 about the 10th commandment follows the pattern that we've seen. It's asking about what requirement, what responsibility, what obligation is laid upon us by God in His law. But then in the two questions that follow, I think you can see that there is a particular emphasis, there's a particular pursuit of clarity. And in a way, of course, you could apply that to the whole of the Heidelberg Catechism. Why do we have this document at all with questions and answers? Well, it's not only a helpful way to give information, it's also a very helpful way to clarify, to make very precise what it is that we understand the Bible to teach. And so you see what can happen. You've been through this exposition of the Ten Commandments, looking at what is required by God in each one of them, sometimes with a little bit more detail than others. And then you have that astonishing answer to question 113, that not even the least inclination, not even the least movement towards sin, not the tiniest thought against any commandment of God ever enter our heart. Well, you really couldn't set the bar much higher than that, could you? In your heart, you are required to keep the whole law perfectly at all times. It does sort of lead to another question, doesn't it? Can anybody do that? Even those who are converted to God, even those who have been born again by the Spirit of God, can they do that? No. No, the answer is no. The best you ever have is a small beginning of that perfect obedience. Now, that small beginning is genuine, and it is sincere, and its sincerity is seen in that you're obeying not some, but all the commandments of God. But all of your obedience to all of the commandments of God, however sincere, is also limited, is imperfect. Well, at that point, it's very natural to need some additional clarity. Why does God tell me to keep the Ten Commandments perfectly when I never can? And the answer is so that you despair of yourself, so that you lose all hope of self-righteousness, so that you look to God instead, so that you consider Christ and Christ alone for your righteousness. And then also, so that you realize how very much you stand in need of God's help for even the small beginnings of this obedience. And in that way, you look outside yourself to Christ for righteousness, and you beseech the help of the Holy Spirit to make progress, any progress, in this obedience at all. And so you see that clarity. We know what the law teaches, and we're not going to compromise it just because we can't live up to it. We know that we can't live up to it. We're not going to pretend we're better than we are. And so we know with absolute clarity, there is no hope in me. All my hope is in Christ. I have no resources with which to obey. That must come from the help of the Holy Spirit. And so the Catechism gives us clarity about the law, and about the realities of the Christian life.